Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen or your pad or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson Orr.
I'm Osheng.
I couldn't say
that. That almost sounds like Emerson, though.
Yeah, say it again.
I'm Osheng.
That's my Zach. That's how you say it in Chinese. Yeah, Chinese. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to School Talk 244-9234. 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. Yeah, you can call in. SchoolTalk1@yahoo.com is my email for stuff and things and things and stuff. And glad to be on the airway. Glad to see my morning producer. Good morning, Zach.
Morning.
I got Zach, and I got Mr. John Easter in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
Zach Harshman, that is.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
My guy in the corner there. That's pretty cool. I got a host. I got a guy in the corner. I got my station manager. I'm a guy
you
in
got,
the corner.
You got your designated Chinese speaker in the corner. Need to find out, you know, how to say something in Chinese.
I think I just might build that into the program. Like, my guy in the corner. You know?
Yeah. You that know? Works.
I think I got that.
We haven't had a guy in the corner in a long time.
No, we did.
Remember, I think the first year we had the guy in the corner.
Yeah, we had a couple.
We had Rachel and Sean at one time.
Yeah. So I'm having sometimes we get the guy in the corner and say something.
Sean ended up disgracing himself.
I do that every day. Every time I'm on a show, I disgrace myself.
Yeah. I'm just kidding, Sean. You're out there. Shawnee Demo.
Yeah, he is kidding. All right, welcome to the great show. I got a lot of stuff and things to talk about. Before I get to me and things and stuff, what's happened with that little thing we call the...
Tomorrow night.
You've been drinking coffee again.
I think so. Tomorrow night, Avon at Ben Davis. That is
actually not tomorrow night either.
He definitely been drinking coffee.
That's 1:30 in the afternoon is night.
Thank you. Sorry. I need to wake up today.
Wake up, Zach.
He need more coffee.
I do. Tomorrow at 1:30, Ben Davis boys against the Avon Orioles here at Ben Davis. That is winter homecoming. So that's going to be a great game. Also, President's Day is February 15th. It is the day after Valentine's Day. So that's coming really fast, too. Also, the WBG 50-50 Marathon is coming really, really fast. That is May 6th through the 8th. Soon enough, it'll be here, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
50 years.
50 years.
It's coming. Also, I want to congratulate Mr. Goins, the Ben Davis High School Teacher of the Year.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Push the magic button on your right early. Dang.
Yeah. Brett's calling new producer here.
I'm sorry.
Guy in the corner. Wow. When did it happen? God, wow. That's breaking news.
Yeah, that happened this week.
Gosh. Whoa, wow.
It happened this week. Woo. Yeah, it was awesome. So congratulations to Mr. Goins, my partner in crime now for like 14 years, I think, here.
Wow.
Congratulations to him. We had a good week back here in this department.
That is awesome.
Was 10th in the state.
Yeah, I met one of the coaches.
Yeah, Mr. Peters.
Yeah, woo, wait.
Congratulations to him.
Wow. Dang, that's huge. But I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Go ahead.
Also, School Talk with Emerson is every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And we'll replay back on Sunday at 2 p.m. Also, Or you can contact us on the Giant 94.9 request line at 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG or Big WBDG. Also, we're on Facebook at facebook.com/WBDGIndy. And we're on Twitter at WBDG.
I don't know if people know this, but we're now available on several different apps. We're on
Wayne Township
app, of course. We're also on the High School Radio Day app. Mm-hmm. We've gone on to the TuneIn Radio app and also the one that's built into your phone. Oh, Next Radio.
Okay.
We're on those apps. So, and if you're an enterprising person out there and you'd like to build us an app.
Enterprising.
We'd like to have our own. That'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Enterprising. I like that word, enterprising. Our students are enterprising.
You know what that was?
What?
Zach had his mouth full.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you got an award, Mr. Goins got an award.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome last week. Yeah.
Push the mic back to Mr. Easter again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I love it. My educators are doing the thing, and y'all definitely doing the thing.
They're doing it right.
Uh-oh.
My word. Got some donuts up in there.
They treat us right. This group of students, man.
Hey, what can I say?
You guys are awesome.
They love it. They really, really love us, and we love them back. Yeah, I love my kids. I call them BD, my BD kids, and just lately, like the last couple of days, I've been in contact with a lot of my BD kids, and they're older now. Some are married.
Right.
And I'm still calling them BD kids. So I try to explain to them, no matter how old I get, they'll always be my kids.
Right. Aaliyah Blackburn.
Aaliyah Blackburn. Say, it's noon. Noon show.
Yeah.
Midday show there in Terrell, Indiana, WTHI.
Yep.
Down there in Terrell, she's doing great things, you know. D.D. Williams, she's playing basketball overseas, doing great things. That's awesome. I mean, you got some awesome BD students out there doing some great things. And it is, you know, Stephanie Robinson, she's there on IPS. She was on Channel 8. Now she's IPS in charge of their communications and everything. So our BD kids are doing great things. I've been in contact with them. So, anyway, stuff and things going on. So I got a kind of real serious topic today. And I guess an announcement that I also broke out with my family and on Facebook. I have prostate cancer, and first of all, I feel great. I feel good. I have no symptoms, and I was going to keep it to myself and not tell anybody until John. I was on the telephone talking to a friend of mine, and then I told him, and then a light went off with him saying, "Oh man, I missed my appointment last year. I need to get checked." Well, I missed two appointments in 2014 and 2013. I was there in 2012. Everything was cool. But I didn't go 2013, 2014. And then when I went in 2015, they said my PSA number was high. So I needed to do some more check. So they did some more check, and they found that they did a biopsy, and two of my biopsy had cancer in my biopsy. So I've got prostate cancer. The good part is I feel great. I have no symptoms, and I never would have known I would have had it if I didn't get a checkup from my doctor. You know, as Zig Ziglar said, get a checkup from the neck up. Doc said, check up from the waist down. So I got a checkup from the waist down, you might say. And I said the good part about it, I got 95% cure rate. So I've talked to my doctors, you know. And then you wonder, what do you do when someone tells you got prostate cancer? Or, you know, so the first thing that I did, actually, you know, I went WHOW and oh my God. But then I also cried and I said, why me? And then I said, I'm a young age of 60, 61, never really been sick. And I wonder, where did this come from? And then I did some more research, and you do your research, please. Please do your research. You'll find out a lot of things also about prostate cancer, how it really don't discriminate against nobody, no men. No matter what your color of your skin, nationality might be, just that black men have a higher chance of getting it than our white counterparts. And then you have a higher chance of getting it if somebody in your family has had cancer in the past. But see, I don't know what my daddy's history was. My daddy died at 40 years old from the gunshot wound. You know, so that's a whole new conversation about our young people and fatherhood. You know, our young people, a lot of our young folks don't know what their daddy's background because daddy ain't around. That's right. That's a whole new show right there. Why? Right. How come daddy ain't around? I mean, you don't know what your daddy's history is, his medical history, and sometimes you don't know what your grandfather's medical history is. And then when you get up in age, the doc asks you, well, what about your dad? Well, what about my dad?
Right.
He's absentee. I don't know his medical history. So you don't know what your medical history is. That caused you some issues. And I thought about a lot of things. You kind of like see your life pass before you when someone tells you you have a life-changing condition like cancer. And then I had to do a little research, a lot of research. And one thing that brought back to my mind was Reverend Charles William from Indiana Black Expo. And if a lot of folks don't know his story, he wrote a book before he passed called That Black Men Might Live, My Fight Against Prostate Cancer. In that book, he talks about how he wished he would have started prostate cancer screening at a much earlier age, between the ages of 40 and 45, when he had no symptoms. Folks, I have no symptoms. So it was 2002, and he was only 54 years old when he was diagnosed with advanced cancer that already spread to his bones. Reverend Williams died a couple of years later on July 12, 2004. You see, he never got checked before. He never, ever, 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 ever got checked before. And when he found out, he started having a problem with his body, he started having pain in his bones. Then he went to the doctor and said, hey, doc, basically, I'm just paraphrasing, something wrong. When they checked him out, they found he had advanced cancer, and basically they couldn't do that. There's nothing they could do, nothing that they can do. And I thank God that my doctors caught mine in the intermediate. Push that magic button, boy. Yeah, push that magic button. Thank God my doctor found it. We found it through my physical. I got a hard-headed doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Anthony Acosta. He's been on me like dark on dark and white on white. Is that he's been on me and was on my case for I didn't have my physicals. You know, really, really insisted I have my physical back in December. And because of that physical, he was able to diagnosed me and with other tests that I had prostate cancer. Now I can take care of it. So I got a surgery set for February the 10th to take my prostate out. And then I got to deal with the after effects, far as side effects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But like you say, the thing is, you know, it will extend my life. And I plan on being back within a week after the surgery. I've read articles where some guys took a week, some were 2 weeks, some 3 weeks, some went on vacation. They went chilling, you know. I'm going to chill for about 6 months. Hey, dude, you don't need that much time to get better.
After reading about all that, Emerson, if you want a vacation,
go ahead and go for it.
You know.
Treat yourself.
But that's why I try to tell folks, I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna be around, you know. But you've got to men. If you're 40 years old, and you know, and I heard some men going a little earlier. But men that are 40 years, you got to go and get yourself checked and get your PSA number checked.
Well, I just turned 40.
Get 40.
Guess what my doctor added to my blood test?
Yeah,
he added that.
There you go, PSA
that test.
Okay.
And I was actually 39 the day I got my physical.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't do the other test that I get next year.
Right. And that's the test.
So I have that to look forward to next year. But, you know, like you say, that particular test, we're talking about the digital rectal exam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It takes less than a minute.
Yeah, less than a minute.
It's it's quick.
Right.
And it's uncomfortable for both people.
Right, right.
I'm sure the doctor doesn't,
want to be doing something like that.
Want to be doing that.
It's part of his job. Mm-hmm.
But it's part of the job that he does and or she does.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true.
So it's part of their job, and, it can save your life.
Yeah.
As we're hearing now.
Yeah.
I mean, and Emerson, I want to thank you because I think it's very brave to do this. I know... Sometimes when and you've got the right attitude in your heart, as you always do, about helping people. And, that's sometimes we have the nature of when something goes wrong, we don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
We want to keep it to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we try to be humble and go through it ourselves. But when you do open up and you tell people, it not only helps them, but it helps you because I've seen on your list of on your Facebook posting, I should say.
Yeah.
All the love and support that people have poured out for you.
Yeah.
And yeah, as one of them I said, you know, I love you like a brother from another mother.
Yeah.
you know, it's been we've been friends now for gosh, 13 years.
I had hair.
I had more hair and less belly. But, you know, you knew me when I had dark hair. I was still in my 20s.
Yeah.
But, the you know, you and Mr. Goins have been two of my best friends. And, you know, when you work with your best friends, too, that's kind of a cool thing. So, I just want to say we got your back around here. Whatever you need. I appreciate it. Oh, you know, whatever you need.
$50.
Well, about that. Nah, if you need $50, we got you.
No, because, you know, and I appreciate it. And I really appreciate all the love I got on Facebook and on Twitter, you know, because I wasn't going to tell anybody. You know, I'm going to keep it to myself, you know, go away, do my operation, come back and say, hey, yeah, guess what I did? You know, you did what?
You did what now?
Why'd you do that? Why didn't you tell me? Then I get people get mad at you. Why didn't you tell me? You know, but
I had that situation myself. Yeah. I kept something for my parents.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah. They in the one day, I kept they called here looking for me.
Yeah. And folks will do that.
And I was out having a minor. It was very minor surgery. I mean, but you just removing a cyst. I didn't tell anybody.
But you don't want to burden them with your problem.
Right.
Everybody got problems.
Right.
If you're alive, you got problems.
Well, I knew mom would be, you know, oh, I got to get there. So, mom, it's not a big deal. It's just, they're just removing a cyst. That's all.
Yeah. Cyst and a cyst.
Well, why did you tell me?
Yeah. And people do that too. Your friends do that.
I should have.
And, and then the other thing I thought about was
it's my body.
The life-saving aspects of it. You know, while I'm waiting to get my operation, there's men out there who aren't getting checked, so they're potentially putting their lives in danger. So I've had 4 or 5 men on the post that I've, on my Facebook post, that have said, man, I'm glad you said something. Now I'm going to get checked. Just last night, a good reverend friend of mine said, I got my appointment tomorrow.
There you go.
You know,
and you can make a difference from that because you can go and find out that, hey, he's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and then that peace of mind will, you know, work on that.
Exactly.
Or he could go and find out, well, I got an issue.
And you caught it early.
But I will also say this, if you're a teenager and you're listening right now, there are certain cancers that affect you. May not be prostate cancer, but for young men, testicular cancer, which is a very uncomfortable subject to talk about a lot of times. But for young men, testicular cancer, for young ladies, breast cancer, it's not uncommon for breast cancer, for cervical cancer, for these other types of cancer that affect you guys, leukemia. You know, basically, if you feel like something's not right, you should get it checked out.
Yeah.
And I know each and every one of us right now listening to this show has some little bump on your body or you got some little thing. You're like, okay, wait, I got two of those. I'm good. Yeah. You know, you check one side, check the okay, I'm all right. But if you got something that you feel like you need to get checked out, go get it checked out. Yeah. I mean, the doctor's not going to...
Right, the doctor's there to help you.
I think sometimes we don't go to the doctor because we don't want to know the news.
Yeah, that's true. You know, that is
like,
so
it's like
true.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
it's like, oh wait, I got this little bump, down there. It's all right. It'll go away.
That bump will take your life.
And then the bump gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and then before you know it, you're like Lance Armstrong. And at one point, I think you know he had a problem down there. It was as big as a orange or a cantaloupe, grapefruit. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, that's big.
You know, that's a big problem.
Bigger than my head.
Yeah. So, you know, don't let it go.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad, you know. But like you said, so many times you don't have any symptoms.
No. And I don't.
You know, because we look at you look
crazy
healthy as an ox,
crazy as heck.
crazy as heck, which is normal for him.
Which is normal.
When is he not, though?
There you go.
And you know, it's just important for people to go have these yearly exams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a day. You know, you got to take off work, maybe, or, you know, you got to...
You find all types of excuses. All types of excuses.
But, man, it is worth it when you get that peace of mind. Yep. And I've started paying attention to myself, a lot more. And, you know, my screenings, which so far, knock on wood, have been cancer. But it's been, heart disease in my family, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of those things, diabetes, which I'm currently being screened for. Mm-hmm. So, I'm pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
We all have these issues.
Everybody
if my numbers had gone up 0.2 this last time, I would have been classified as diabetic. Well, they went down.
So
I guess the extra vegetables I ate and stuff is going well.
Kids, eat your veggies.
Yeah, that's right. But this is your show, Emerson. Yeah.
You're doing great.
I don't want to take it over, but I just want to reiterate what you're saying, that at any age, whether you're a teenager listening to this, you're driving into school right now, you may have got that mole that looks funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of that mole that looks funny.
Yeah, do something. Tell somebody.
Go get it checked out. The worst thing that can happen is that you lose your life because you weren't.
You only got one of those.
Yeah, right. You don't get to go around again.
And speaking of teenagers, you young folks out there, you got pops and uncles. And some friends that in that age of 40 years old, these are some stats that don't go away. Other than skin cancer, prostate cancer is the most common cancer in American men. The American Cancer Society estimates prostate cancer in the United States for 2015 are about 220,000 new cases of prostate cancer, about 27,540 deaths from prostate cancer in 2015. So that's 28,000 men died of prostate cancer in 2015. And the bad, sad part about it is if it's caught early, you live. Your chance of survival are, like to mine, 95%. Because it's not in my bones. It's not outside
slow,
the prostate.
It's a slow moving.
Oh, yeah. That's why the options I had three options. In my case, I could watch it and not do anything and monitor it. Where I can have radiotherapy, where I can just take the prostate out, or I can have another therapy, radiation therapy, a different type. But I had options. But when you wait too long, when it gets into your bones,
no more options.
There's no options. And all these, and basically what you're telling you is go home, find a good book, and just die. And that is a sad, I know that's sad, but one out of seven men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during their lifetime. One out of seven. So every man you see, one out of seven will be diagnosed with some type of prostate cancer, but it's survivable. And then you got to do the right thing. It's a very serious disease. It's a life changing disease, and that's why I'm really kind of talking about it, because it feels like I'm kind of like in a holding pattern, like in a void. I want to get this operation over and done so I can get on with my life, so you can deal with other problems. That ain't sound good. That don't even sound good. Because life is full of issues. You got problems you have to deal with. So this is an issue problem I have to deal with. I'm ready to put this problem behind me so I can go deal with some more that aren't necessarily life-changing. But prostate cancer is a very serious disease. But the thing is this, the 2.9 million men in the United States who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point are still alive today. And I got a lot of guys on my post that said they got diagnosed 2006 and they're doing great. I got diagnosed, the guy said 2008, I'm doing great. And then a lot of folks are coming forward that I didn't even know they had an issue because they kept it to themselves. That's their right. And they're out doing what everybody else, they're enjoying life. Now, because we all don't know when our last day is going to be. No, I don't want to get that phone call. Hi, Emerson. This is God. I just want to let you know that next week on 2 o'clock will be your last day. Right. You're out of here. I don't want.
You don't want that phone call.
You don't want that phone call. So you don't know when your last. Like I said, I always say, okay.
I'm letting that one go to voicemail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody else's voicemail. Wrong number.
It's like God on the line. Okay.
Voicemail. Because I always said that, you know, as you don't, you know your date of birth because somebody told you. Because you you were
you don't remember it.
You don't remember it. Somebody told you.
If you do, good for you.
Yeah, well, make some money.
Bravo.
And you don't know your day, your last day on this earth, because you just don't know that. So those you know your date of birth because somebody told you. You don't know the day you're gonna die. You don't know that one. So you gotta live your life to the fullest. That's why you don't wanna waste time with nothing. That's why I tell young people all the time, you know, enjoy your life, enjoy your high school experience. Enjoy your college experience or after high school experience. Enjoy your life because life is really, 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 really short.
There is a quote from Ferris Bueller's Day Off movie. He's talking about he's like, if you don't stop and look around a little bit, you might miss something.
Yeah.
And I use that when I'm out on the road. You know, it doesn't. Yeah, I always, you know, take into my surroundings because, you know, you never know. You might miss something like that. Oh, that's really cool. You know, I missed that. And then next thing you know, it's gone. So, mm-hmm. You know, look around. You don't take the opportunities that are given to you. It might be, you never know. You only live life once. And I know people are like, oh, what's after death? You know, we don't know. Yeah. But you have a life now.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Use it.
So. Old folks say, always stop, smell the roses, you know, as you go through life. Always stop and smell the roses. That's an old folks saying. So, you know, similar to what Forrest would say, you know.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yep. You know, and it really is. Life is like a box of chocolates. I always said about, you know, life, you don't know. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. You know, and those are so true. So whatever works for you, let it work for you. But don't sit like a frog on a log and just sit there and not do anything with your life. You know, enjoy your life and do something with it and help someone else. And that's the key why I spoke out to help somebody else. And it's working. I mean, when I hear guys hit me back and said, I'm going Monday. I got my appointment Monday. Oh, man, I didn't go last year. Or I'm definitely going this year. Because you look at me, I haven't been sick. I have no symptoms. I had my back worked on, but that was cool. You know, but I'm 61 years old. And like my sister, my sister Rosetta said, she said, I'm just shocked that you're the first person in our family have something major wrong with you. You know, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't chase women. You know, just chase my wife. You know, you know, and she said, you're the first person in the family to have something major. And I said, well, that's how life is, you know. And people always say, when life give you lemons, make lemonade. I said, no, give me the tree. I'll make my own lemonade. You know, I don't want to just sit back and let life just dictate. So,
Pat Summitt, who's one of my very favorite people. Pat Summitt's the former women's basketball coach, University of Tennessee. Over 1,000 wins.
Tennessee.
Tremendous, just a tremendous basketball coach. But, you know, basketball is one of the things I love. And Pat Summitt's, you know, always been a personal, somebody I've looked up to as a leader. But she was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease a few years back. And I saw her in an interview with her son, Tyler, who's now a coach as well. He's at Louisiana Tech, which is kind of funny because it used to be a big rival of the Lady Vols, the Lady Texters at Louisiana Tech. But so he's coaching there. But one quote she had, and I hate this basic quote. It is what it is. I hate that quote.
Yeah.
But what she said, she put a twist on it. It is what it is, so we'll make it what it will be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, you know, it's like you can't change your circumstances. It is what it is. But we'll make it what it will be. You can change that.
Yeah.
So you can change where you go from your circumstances.
Yeah.
It's Coach Pagano, too. Yeah. His very famous speech in the locker room where he was talking about living in circumstances – You know, he has circumstances, he said, but his reality was he was going to be dancing at his daughter's wedding. He was going to be doing all these other things. And, you know, that was what he wanted to do.
And I agree with all that. And so if you're 40 years old, you know, like you say, get yourself, like I'm saying, get yourself, start getting yourself checked if you're starting at 40. And if you haven't been going, go. Like I said, I missed 2 years of getting checked. It was during those 2 years of 2013 and 2014 that I believe it started growing in me. And then I got checked in 2015 and they found it. 2012, I was clean. So how things changed. So,
my mom had her breast cancer, found it sort of similarly.
Yeah.
She had missed a couple of years. And of all things, a chair broke at the clubhouse and she hurt her hip. So she went in for an x-ray. Mm-hmm. Guess what they found on the x-ray?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how they found her breast cancer.
So you, like I say, you won't know you're there until you go looking for it. So
it was stage 3.
Yeah. Ooh.
When they found her. So.
Whoa.
But she went through the surgery. Did great, and she lived another 7 years. Yeah. So,
hi,
you know,
and the key to it is you want to have a good quality of life, and like I said, no one knows when that last day it is, last day going to be, but I want to enjoy all the days that I got with your knucklehead kids over here on the radio. So that's me. We'll be dealing. I won't be on the air next week. John East will be sitting in the big chair. I'll be recuperating. Cool.
I think we'll talk about.
Yeah. I might Lincoln's, call in from my. I'll be home because I'm
easy chair.
I'll be at home going like, hey John, make me a donut.
Hey, have that.
I need a house call.
Bring that coffee over.
Yeah, bring some coffee over. I might drink. Can I drink coffee? I don't know.
You might. I don't know.
I'll probably be on very light foods for the first week, and then if I can have that big giant steak a week later, but I ain't letting it slow me down. I got a lot of things to do. So like I said, it's life changing. I don't know what's next after that. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great and better, bigger, badder, and stronger. It's going to be, because it'll be out of me, and then we'll just keep on going with it. It's going to be an awesome 2016, I think. So, well, thinking of 2016 and class, folks, I got to get these kids back in the class before they be talking about, why were your students late for class? Well, Mr. Al, Mr. Who, Mr. Al, Mr. Who, that's okay. But to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. So it's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Young man, be a man. I gotta say it. Pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. I'll never like it. It's not going to be on my list of good things to do. I don't like it. Dissect it. Get it. Cut it out. Cut it out. Cut it out. You're 40 years old, get your prostate checked. You want to be around for your kids so you can tell them to pull their pants up. See you next week. No, you won't see me next week. Well, I'll be here in spirit. So talk to somebody. See you, somebody. See you out there next week on somewhere on School Talk. That's right. I said bring me back. Fire me. This next song is my theme song for here on out. So check it out. Think you like it. You heard it before, but like it again. So that was good. I want it on it. Never give up. Never give up.
WBEG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9. Oh,